वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। Today, some devotees have been initiated. So he will call the names and I will give new names to them.
Wang Pupua.
Stand up.
Stand up, please.
Now we have
Priyanath.
Kept your name, right? Priyanath. You take the name of Krishna. So Priyanath. Always remember. And what?
Vijayan.
Vijayan.
Ballavi Kanta.
Ballavi Kanta. Ballavi Kanta. Ballavi Kanta means Hasya Pradika. No? The name of Radhika is Ballavi and his Kant my beloved. That is Ballavi Kant. Very good name.
Asalata, his wife.
His wife? What name was?
Asalata. Same.
Now, again, your name will be the same. Asalata.
Litha tha pehle. Asalita. Asalata.
Now, Asalata. Lata means creeper. It is the Lata. The creeper which goes on from the feet up to all body of Krishna like doing so. So you are like Ashalata, one of the Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Gaur Praman.
Raj Lakshmi. Raj Lakshmi.
Who is Raj Lakshmi?
Oh, very good. And Devi. Both are.
Sister,
Raj Lakshmi. Raj Lakshmi,
same. Raj Lakshmi, Srimati Radhika herself, no need of changing. Raj Lakshmi is good name.
And Devi, Daita.
And your name has been kept like Daita. Daita means Priya. Like one of the name of Srimati Radhika. Daita Devi ki. Raj Lakshmi ki.
Prakas. Priya Prato.
You have been named now Priya Brata Prabhu. Priya Brata Prabhu ki
jai.
Dear Brata, you know, very good devotee of Krishna. And it has been told so much thing about Priya Brata.
Tamil Bani Taruni.
Taruni Dashi. Taruni means Radhika. One of the best sakhis of Radhika. Taruni.
Nityananda.
Nityananda is good name. No need of changing. Nityananda Prabhu ki
Pavitra.
Wow, very good.
Puspalata.
Oh, your name had been changed like Puspalata. Puspalata, you know, the creeper which goes on the tree of Krishna and so many good flowers are there. So Puspalata. Come with me in India. We are going to a place that is called क्या है यहाँ पर भागवत पहला हुआ था
नहीं सर सुक्ताल
सुक्ताल वह परीक्षित महाराज इज सीटिंग ऋषि हैज कॉल्ड कॉस्ट हिम दैट ऑन द सेवन डे अ सर्पेंट विल कम एंड इट विल बाइट यू एंड यू विल डेड Yes. Certainly. No one can save you. What was the fault? Unka dosh kya tha? Sadharan taur se aadmi samajhte hain ki jo bhajan karne wale hote hain bewakoof hote hain. Stri putra parivar ke saath mein anand se nahi rehkar bachchon ko chhod kar ke stri aur sab ko chhod kar ke ये वन में भजन करने के लिए जाते हैं, इनको क्या मिलता है? बेवकूफी आदमी होगा जो ये सब कुछ छोड़ करके धन संपत्ति भीख मांग करके खा करके और भगवान का भजन करे और वन जंगल में एकांत में रहे ना? The persons now civilized, they think if they have learned very little, but yet they will think that, oh, these sadhus are begging here and there. They are unfortunate persons and bogus persons. They have left their homes, wives and children, begging here and there, being in forests. What they are doing? Nonsense, all these things. So, to get a very good lesson, Parikshit Maharaj, being very learned person, very beautiful, and king, emperor of India at that time, so learned, was so religious person, बहुत ही धार्मिक व्यक्ति थे, बहुत गुणी व्यक्ति थे, बहुत पावरफुल थे, विद्या बुद्धि सौंदर्य कुल सब दृष्टि से बड़े ऊंचे कुल के थे, किंतु एक ऋषि का अनादर किया, उसे पानी मांगा और उन्होंने पानी नहीं देने के बदले वो तो ध्यान में मस्त थे, भगवान के चिंता में, सोचा जी ये क्या कर रहे हैं, पानी नहीं दिया तो फिर धर्म क्या? जो पानी नहीं पिला सकता है, those who cannot give water to needy, how he can be a religious person? So he thought that I should give a lesson to this person. मैं इसको एक शिक्षा दूँ। ऐसा कर करके एक मरण प्रसार पर उसके गले में त्रिकंठी के रूप में लगा दिया। He took a
dead
snake serpent and he took gave in his neck three dogs. You are qualified for this. His boy was playing near on the coast of any river. He heard that anyone has done this and he began to leap. He was at the age of 5 वर्ष का बच्चा था, नंगा खेल रहा था, किंतु ब्रह्मचारी था, उसका उपनयन हो चुका था, उसने वहां पानी लिया और आचमन करके उसको अभी संपादन कर दिया। He took some water and he did आचमनम and then took that water and told the person who has did this, he has given snake in my father's neck. This serpent on the seventh day will go and bite this that person, whoever he may be, and he will be died. मर जाएगा, कोई रक्षा नहीं करेगा। ऋषि अपने बच्चे पर जरा बड़े क्रोधित हुए। He became some anger to his son and told, "Why you become like so? These are not the qualities of Brahmin. Brahmin should be always
tolerant
all these things. उसको सहिष्णु होना चाहिए। कोई कष्ट भी दे तो उसको कोई कष्ट ना दे। और तूने ये क्या कर दिया? भारत के राजा और इनको तुमने अभी संपात कर दिया, ये तो महाधार्मिक व्यक्ति हैं, बहुत भूल तुमने किया। जैसा रही हो ये भगवान की इच्छा से भी है, उन्होंने अपने दो शिष्यों को उनके पास में भेज दिया। He sent two his disciples to go and tell him he should be ready for die. They went to king. King was going and thinking, what blunder I have done? If that saint says was really in samadhi,
in his trance,
then my everything will be spoiled. What blunder I have done? He was thinking this. यदि कोई साधुओं की अवज्ञा करे, साधुओं को कष्ट दे, तो उसका विनाश हो जाता है। यदि सच्चे संत हो तो उनकी निंदा नहीं करनी चाहिए, उनका आदर करना चाहिए। मैंने तो बहुत गलत किया, I have done so mistake, so he was repenting, but it has been done. In the meantime, they two came there, disciples of that says, and told that, O king, O Parikshit Maharaj, the son of that rishi has caused you. On the second day, snake will come and bite you and you will die. So, mar jayega. Be ready for that. Hearing this, he became so happy. And instead of being
unhappy.
Yeah?
Unhappy.
Unhappy. Why? Oh, I have lost nuts, my anything. I will die and again I will take birth. No how. My bhakti has not been ruined. My anything has not lost. Only my this body has been lost. No how. तो सोच रहे थे हमारा कुछ नहीं गया, ये तो शरीर आता और जाता है, जिसका जन्म है उसका फिर मरण होगा, मरण है जिसका फिर जन्म होगा, इसलिए कोई चिंता की बात नहीं। किंतु हमारी भक्ति और हमारा परमार्थ यह नष्ट नहीं हुआ, और उन्होंने उसी समय में अन्न जल त्याग कर दिया, अपने मुकुट सोने को उतार करके रख दिया और घर न जाकर के, अपने राजधानी में नहीं जाकर के वो चले गए गंगा के तट पर, वहां गंगा के पांव तट पर बैठकर गंगा की तरफ में मुंह कर और चुपचाप बैठ गए। When he heard, then he went straight on the Ganges. He did pranam, dandavat to Ganges, and he gave up all his kingdom, all palatial,
royal
dress at once. And he gave up his eating, drinking, everything. In the meantime, there was no telegram, or there was no
telephone,
computer, or anything. But yet,
no email.
Yes, but yet,
internet.
All the rishis from all over world. Kashyap Rishi came from
Caspian
Sea. Caspian Sea. Some came from here, there. So, about 80,000 of rishis, so many grihastha bhakta, ladies and gentlemen, all came in a moment all. Then he began to ask. And in the meantime, Sukadeva Goswami, like a boy of 16, quite naked, no dress at all. When he was coming, so many girls and boys were there, they were playing, they began to take dust and throw on his body. As a pagal ke is bhanti, wo aa rahe the, pagalon par jaise dhoot dete hain waise dhoot, aur taali baja baja karke hans rahe the. Kuch aur istriyan thi, उनको देख करके गई, हाँ ये कौन सा लड़का है। और when he came near, happens all stood up, whole council, व्यास देव, नारद, असी, विश्वामित्र, गौतम, हरि, कभी हरि, अंतरिक्ष के पलायन प्रभुद, all received, knowing Brahma, all stood up. Then boys run away from there. Women went on, oh, he is any prominent person, like a boy. Then they give the seat of Vyasasana. And when he sat down there, वहाँ पर जबकि उन्होंने वो बैठे नंग धड़ंग धूल लगी हुई, न जाने कितने दिन स्नान नहीं किया, खाया नहीं, न पिया भी, तो अभी एकदम सुंदर चेहरा खिला हुआ। महाराज परीक्षित ने उनको प्रणाम किया, he did dandavat pranam to him, and he asked two questions, दो प्रश्न पूछे, प्रभो, there are two questions, those were time just now, what they should do, those who will die tomorrow, yesterday, कल, परसों, बरसों, मरेंगे जरूर, so what are their duties? Those who will die at one and those who will die in 2, 3, 4 years, 50 years, 100 years, 500 years, lakh years after Brahma life, lakhs and lakhs years, but he will die. So for them, what is that?
Duties to do.
Then he began to tell Srimad Bhagavat for 7 days. We have completed 4 days. 3 days. 3 days हम लोगों का हो गया है. अच्छी तरह से बैठो. आके ठीक है.
4 दिन.
You can sit easily.
आराम से.
Very place. No harm. Fourth day. First day he told so many things. सबई पुंसान पौ धर्म जतो भक्ति रदक्षजे अहे तुक्य प्रतिहता आध्यात्मा संप्रसिद्ध. मनुष्य जीवन में सबसे बड़ा कर्तव्य है पुरुष मात्र के लिए. पुरुष केवल नहीं, पुरुष स्त्री जीव जंतु पेड़ पौधे जितने प्राणी हैं सबका यही कर्तव्य है. क्या अध्यक्ष जो इंद्रियों सती मन से अतीत जो कृष्ण है उनकी चरणों की अहेतु की भक्ति करे बिना किसी कारण के परिधारावत अविच्छिन्न गति से. आया समझ में हिंदी मेरी? धारावत अविच्छिन्न गति उसकी तार न टूटे ऐसे भगवान कृष्ण की जो अहेतु की बिना किसी कारण के होती है. जैसे मैया अपने छोटे बच्चे को बिना किसी कारण से प्यार करती है किंतु थोड़ा सा ये भाव रहता है कि बुढ़ापे में ये बड़ा होकर के हमारी सेवा करेगा किंतु उसमें वो भी इच्छा नहीं. नो एम्बिशन नथिंग टू डे टू सर्व एंड सर्व बाई ऑफरिंग आवर सेल्फ माई हार्ट एंड एवरीथिंग इन द लॉर्ड्स फीट ऑफ कृष्ण. दिस इज द प्रोमिनेंट ड्यूटी ऑफ ऑल जीवास. After this, he began to tell some stories with so many teachings. So I request
Govindapal.
He should tell the story of Maharaj
Ambarish
and about Ekadashi. What was with Durvasa Rishi? आज एकादशी का दिन है. टुडे इज सो भाई एकादशी हम लोग करेंगे. क्यों एकादशी करें? भाई यू शुड आफ्टर सेवन डे वर्किंग इन ऑफिसेस ही आर फील्ड वी टेक वन डे विश्राम ऑन संडे हाफ ऑन सैटरडे. यदि विश्राम नहीं लिया तो क्या होगा? वी डोंट रेस्ट वी विल बी टायर्ड and we cannot do anything energetic. इसे एक दिन का विश्राम देना है. उसी प्रकार से अपने पेट को जो इसके अंदर में चीजें हैं जो इसको हजम करने वाले हैं उनको एक दिन रेस्ट देने के लिए जरूर उपवास करना चाहिए. तो शरीर आसानी से एक वर्ष तक बहुत अच्छी तरह से काम करेगा और नहीं तो नहीं करेगा. दूसरी बात, you understood? We should take one day rest at least in month 2 times. Next is this, that you can see on the seesaw that from Ekadashi to Purnima and Ekadashi to Dark Moon बहुत जोर से समुद्र में लहरी आती है और पानी भर जाता है. अभी आज हम लोग गए देखा जो समुद्र भरा हुआ है उफना हुआ है बड़ी बड़ी लहरियां आ रही हैं. क्यों? चंद्र निकट होता है पानी को खींचता है. हमारे शरीर में भी पानी है उसको भी चंद्र खींचता है और तरह तरह के रोग उत्पन्न होते हैं. इसलिए पानी ना हो शरीर में शरीर को विश्राम भी हो और साथ ही साथ में उसका रस चंद्र अपने और खेक करके हमारे रोग की वृद्धि न कर दें इस एकादशी के दिन उपवास करते हैं. अच्छी तरह से सुनो. फ्रॉम एकादशी टू फुल डार्क द वाटर एवरीवेयर गोज टुवर्ड्स मून. मून अट्रैक्ट्स
लोग वैसे मरे हो
दैट इज व्हाई ऑल द रोग इज
डिजीज
पर्सन. They die in these 5 days, especially. And if they are upset, then they may be for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years more. You can see and start telling right. So if we will first in Ekadasi into, then Chandra cannot take over that thing and it will not increase. So for the sake of body, it is essential to fast on Ekadasi. If you cannot fast, then you should not take grain or the articles made by grain. You can take fruits, vegetables, it will no harm. But yet try to do without water and without any fruit, if you are healthy and to do, you can do. And if you cannot do, then take fruits, step and other things like milk and all the
cards.
There are so many things. But these are external things. Krishna has become Ekadasi himself. Those who will not take water or grain or the articles made by grains, then Krishna will give his mercy to them. And he cross the ocean of birth and death, sorrows and sufferings forever. Because Krishna has appeared like Ekadasi himself. These stories are so much in Veda and it is correct. So for being happy in this world and after this world, how we can have the service of Krishna and happy forever? Ekadasi is essential to follow. And those who are not following, they will have to, unko bhogna padega.
Suffer.
Unko, they will have to suffer so much. Like a boy unwillingly gave his hand to fire. What will be? उसका हाथ जल जाएगा यदि आग में हाथ देता है. ऐसे ही Ekadasi जो नहीं करेगा, जितने जगत के कष्ट हैं उसके अंदर में प्रवेश करेंगे. All kinds of
sufferings
will come in there. So, इसलिए Ekadasi के दिन में चाहे पारमार्थिक दृष्टि से हो, चाहे शारीरिक दृष्टि से हो, सामाजिक दृष्टि से. What is the सामाजिक दृष्टि? यदि हम लोग एक प्रत्येक Ekadasi को अन्न नहीं ग्रहण करें तो लाखों लोगों के लिए अन्न बच जाएगा और दूसरों के लिए दिया जा सकता है. उपकार भी बड़ा होगा इससे. इससे सभी दृष्टियों से Ekadasi का करना बहुत ही आवश्यक है. So he will tell about Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa. You should come here. Don't be absorbed in these worldly things. Like a duty, you should support your and nourish your children's wife, husband. Be very honest and be very sweet to them all. But don't be absorbed in them. If you are absorbed in worldly things, in worldly relations, then at the time of death all things are coming here and you will have to be in next birth like same. If you are thinking of any hog, pig or anything, you will have to be pig, hog or anything as at the time of death birth. यदि मृत्यु के समय में आप संसार की चिंताएं करते हैं, किसी चीज की चिंता करते हैं, तो वैसे ही आपका जन्म होगा. इसलिए अपने संसार के कर्तव्यों को करते हुए भी उसमें आसक्त मत हो. डोंट बी आसक्त
attached
at all. Do your duty. Like a servant or any person does any duty, his duty in offices, and in the evening he comes. Nothing to be worried for the gain or profit or loss. So without profit and loss, कोई हानि और इसके साथ नहीं. प्रभु का ये कर्तव्य तुम लोग करो. क्या करो? संसार में बच्चे हैं, स्त्री है, पति है, माता है, पिता है, उसके प्रति तुम अपना कर्तव्य प्रेम से करो. किंतु उसमें आसक्त मत हो, ये मेरा बेटा है, ये मेरे स्वामी है, मेरे पति है, ये है. कृष्ण ही एकमात्र पुत्र है, वही एकमात्र पिता है, भाई है, बंधु है, सखा है, वही है सब कुछ. इसलिए संसार में अपना कर्तव्य अपना अपना सभी करो. उसमें हंसो मत, और नहीं तो भक्त महाराज की तरफ में जैसे उनको अंतिम समय हिरण की चिंता करते करते हिरण हो जाना पड़ा, तुम्हें भी हिरण हो जाना चाहिए. I can I request Rishikesh Maharaj that he can
narrate the story of Bharat Maharaj
of Srila Bharat Maharaj and how what was the result. It is not ready. Very good, he told, but some correction is needed there. Just to correct that, Bharat ji ke pitaji ka naam Rishabhdev tha. The name of his father, Bharat Maharaj, was Rishabhdev. And he was the incarnation of God.
Shaktavesh
avatar. So, his father was his Gurudev. And he has given initiation to Bharat Maharaj. He was not so like you told that no real guru.
No Siksha Guru.
No. His father was also like Siksha Guru. Like Swamiji was Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru of all, like us. Of Gurudev, Diksha Guru was Siksha Guru also. So not lacking anything. He was about liberated soul. And he had reached up to bhav. Without Guru and Siksha Guru, anyone cannot reach to that point. Anyone cannot. So if there is no Siksha Guru and Diksha Guru, then he cannot be out of anartha, aparad, these are sub-symptoms. He has crossed all these levels and he has gone up to bhav, which is very rare in this world. So, if his father, not his guru, and he was always having the association of Narad and like rishis there. Narad Rishi to them. He was like a Siksha Guru of all. So really he was a pure devotee and he has gone up to bhav
stage.
But to show and to teach worldly persons, he played a role of that person, Malli. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur especially told like this. Don't see him like any unliberated person. But he was liberated like Jai Vijay. They were not offenders at all to fulfill the ambition of their
master,
holy master or their Aradha Dev, divine Krishna. They have played a role only for that. So, this is a little correction. But you have told so good things. We should try to observe all these things in our life if we want to hear Sukadev Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj are hearing all. There are so many matters in this. I will tomorrow explain all these things. And then we will go to Krishna pastime, how he took birth and what was his pastime. On 6th, 7th,
tomorrow 6th,
we will tomorrow we will go to his house.
Bata dijiye.
Kal yahan announce karega. In 2 days I will try to tell so many good pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna and the teachings. And you should try to take in your heart and thus be devotee. true devotee and cross the very endless ocean of death and birth and miseries and sorrows very easily. Like Parikshit Maharaj, he crossed all. And he went to Gaur Vrindavan. Gaur Pramanande. Gopis going here and there with vessels of curd and ghee and makkhan.
Butter.
He used to
throw some stones.
So he is telling one story of in Kirtan. Aajaiye to jaldi se. Aap log aane nahi aane se gadbad rahe hain. आपकी डफली कहाँ गई?
आई है।
जल्दी जल्दी निकालिए डफली।